Juvenile salmon from one lake will soon have an easier path to the sea. Blythe Brown, the project coordinator at the Kodiak Soil and Water Conservation District, says improving the culverts in the Lake Orban tributary to the Russian River will ease them on their way.
The old culvert was only 3 feet diameter. The new culverts are 7 feet diameter, and the stream bed is going to be built right through the culvert so the young juvenile fish can swim through more easily.
Brown says they've been working on the culverts for 3 years, from conception to installation. She says at first people were wary about investing time and money on Orban, but she says that more salmon pass through there than people think.
In the minnow trapping that I've been doing, we've discovered a lot of cohos are in there. The local landowners have seen a lot of adult fish running up through that creek. So even though it dries out part of the year, it is a valuable habitat.
Bill Rice is the South Central Alaska Fish Path Engineer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says streams like Orban can have a long-term effect on fish populations.
This gained an importance in our view because it was a unique feature where some significant rearing habitat could be accessed and used.
Rice says there are 4 culverts in the stream and that they serve more than one purpose.
Typically, we're also increasing the size and flood capacity of these crossings, and so we like to say we're improving fish and better flood capacity at the same time.
He says the budget is about $250,000. Brown adds that the Fish and Wildlife Service was the major funder. Rice says they are close to being done with the project and hope to finish the culvert on Lake Orban Drive this week, which will also involve smoothing the dirt placed over the pipe. He says they will be reseeding the disturbed land around the culverts this summer.